who doesn't work for like a major.
Shade tree.
Yeah, yeah, you know that. Okay, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister to your aunt.
Yeah. In the Bible, this is a toughie, Abraham's wife.
Sarah?
Yeah, you really know the Bible. Amazing. I wouldn't know. If your father had a brother.
I don't remember things like that because really I'm not a student of the Bible at all.
Well, you somewhere along the line in the Methodist church.
No, I don't go to church. I haven't been to church. I bet you I haven't been to church 100 times in my life.
Well, when did your family go to the Methodist church here in Little Rock?
My mother and father went to Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty active in the older life, but when I was growing up, they weren't active at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably went to the Methodist church when I went to Sunday school because it was closest by.
Mm-hmm.
But I should go somewhere.
Yeah. If your father had a brother named William, you would call him
Uncle Bill.
And if he had a brother named John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
Now, the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia was his title, and it doesn't matter about his name.
Yeah.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken Man. What do they call a man in charge of the ship?
Captain.
Have you ever heard it used in any other situation other than the military?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard it? Oh, in football, too, of course.
Sure.
How about in a job situation?
Yeah, bell captain.
Yeah.
You have charge of bellhops, things like that. And, captain on various kinds of teams, any kind of team, or captain of a contest, of a social group trying to raise money, something, have a captain for the campaign, something like that.
The man who presides over the county court would be addressed as...
You mean like the county judge?
Yeah.
Your Honor.
Okay, a person in school would be a
student.
A person that a businessman might have to look after his correspondence would be his private
secretary.
And a man on stage would be an actor, and a woman would be an
actress.
And your nationality, anybody born in the United States is called
American.
If you were referring to your own race, you would say
white.
Okay.
Caucasian.
I would have
said white most of my life, but in the idea of all the races and the importance of everything, I'd say Caucasian.
Now, I noticed before that when we were talking to people, you said black. Now, when you were a child, what did you say?
I didn't say black.
Because that word wasn't in vogue, is that
no,
in
fact, I never thought about it. I never heard black. The first time I ever heard black, English people referring to natives of Africa, blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they were niggers if they weren't around, and then they were Negroes if they were around. And really, to me, nigger wasn't a derogatory term. I didn't know him as anything else.
Mm-hmm. Did you know any terms that were specifically derogatory?
Oh, I just can't. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's all kind of derogatory terms. They just throw them, anything that has double meanings.